All right, good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brooks. Joining me is Commissioner Van Beek. It is 1:30 on June 17th. We have an action item to consider a resolution granting a fee waiver for Daniil Moore, case number CR2026-0006. Joining us are the Assistant Director and Planning Supervisor from DSD. And it looks like Dan is going to run the show here.
Thank you, Commissioner Van Beek. So we did receive on June 8th a request for a conditional rezone for to establish a commercial zone to build a self-storage facility. The fees were asked to be waived due to financial hardship, so they did submit an application. We did accept the application subject to this being approved. If not, they would have, I think I put in here 15 days to pay that off or it would become void. In this case, they're requesting the $2,400 that the application requires due to two public noticing, staff time, and mapping to be waived, provided the code section that allows for this to be reviewed by the board. Staff is recommending, or DSD is recommending denial of the request. The adopted fees resolution was provided, it just shows that it's necessary to cover staffing, processing, noticing, and public hearing costs. And I don't recall ever seeing a fee waiver being approved for somebody who wants to establish a commercial business on a property. So this would be the first if it went through. But your decision options before you is to either approve the request and we can bring back a resolution to sign, or deny the request, which at that time I would alert the owner that they have 15 days to pay the full fees.
Chairman.
Thank
you, Dan, for the recap and the information that's been provided for the board to make an informed decision. I'm in favor of upholding DSD's recommendation and denying the request to waive the fee. Fees are a part of the business process, and that would be an unfair advantage to someone to allow them to come in and request a fee waiver simply because they're stating they can't afford it. That's just a part of business. So that's my recommendation, and if you're when you're ready for a motion, I'm happy to make that motion.
I'm ready because I wholeheartedly agree with you.
Yeah. Chairman, I move that the board denies the request for a fee waiver on case number CR2026-0006, upholding the development services recommendation as presented.
I will second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. That's it for action items right now. It's also titled a meeting with county attorneys, so if DSD has nothing else, thanks for coming.
I think we do.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Josh.
Josh got promoted to county attorney.
Not yet.
You saw the invite on the calendar for today at 1:30. We don't have anything else for the board on that. We don't have any executive sessions, but wanted to make us available if the board had anything.
I need to have.
Do we need a recess? Maybe let's take five and see if we can remember why we put this on there for 1:30. Thank you.
Chairman, I think there was a couple things that were going to be put on today because we didn't have a quorum the rest of the week. However, those, I think, got all moved to next week anyway. So this may have just been a placeholder.
Because otherwise we were going to go 2 weeks without the legal staff, so we put it in there just in case we needed it. And yes, we did have a couple action items that...
So we do not need a recess and do not need to come back from that to address anything.
And Chairman, just one quick question for clarification, and I did go back, but the MOU between IT and Canyon County Ambulance District, that meeting, we didn't have a signature page. It came back the following Monday with a signature page, right? That's a done deal.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
I would have to look it up otherwise, but yeah, I think that was all signed and...
Yeah, that's a deal that's been in the works for maybe 6 years, and so I just wanted to make sure that got through.
Okay.
Okay, that's all I had. So.
Well, this meeting is adjourned then. Thank you.
Okay.